Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Tech Talk time on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen, now with Greg Stebbin, who is the technology reporter for Newsweek. For Newsweek, no, I was just talking to a reporter from Newsweek. Hayes from Men's Health Magazine. Got to get all the publications straight here. And he wants to help you understand, sort of in the light of the Hillary Clinton private email server thing, what using your personal email for work does for you or doesn't do for you, and vice versa, because that's the real issue here. No, I don't really care about Hillary Clinton, but I want to learn a lesson from all of this focus, and that's what Greg's going to help us with in just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This five-time All-Star hit 30 or more homers in 10 of his 19 seasons and finished his career with 493. He was part of the 1995 World Champion Braves, but has somehow missed being voted into the Hall of Fame. So where is Fred McGriff now? The crime dog spent several years in community outreach with the Tampa Bay Rays. He's an analyst with MLB.com and has appeared as a baseball expert for the Bright House Network and Fox News. Fred coaches baseball at Tampa's Jesuit High School, and since 1991, he's been seen endorsing the Tom Emanski instructional baseball videos.
To center field and deep. It's out of here! Fred McGriff!
Way to go, crime dog. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV.
Today on App Check, with Turkey Plucker, flick feathers off a turkey as fast as you can. Includes realistic feather falling action. Now, this app is a turkey. Turkey Plucker struck out.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Dial 877-219-8780.
Hi, Greg Stebbin from Men's Health Magazine on technology. So Mrs. Clinton is giving her private email server to the Justice Department. So what? Who cares? Big deal. I don't care at all. Except for the fact, and you've helped me understand this, Greg, that there is a lesson to be learned by all of you, all of us, who, as she did, used her own email for quote-unquote work. So why is that not good? And why is the reverse not good?
Yeah, so take her name out of the headline and put your name in the headline.
Right.
Because let's start with, I use my personal email for work. Now, it's such a dangerous thing to do, I almost don't know where to start.
Why is it, though?
Well, so first of all, I'm using my personal email for work. Occasionally, I share some things that are, you know, sensitive or company secrets. I'm not an expert at protecting my email. So I should leave that up to my company. So if there's a problem with email, it's not my problem. It's the company's problem. But you know what else? I may have done nothing wrong. Just the appearance of me using my email for company stuff can put me looking in a bad light. It may look suspicious. I may have actually done nothing wrong, but the appearance is I had something to hide, or I broke company policy, or maybe I leaked something that I shouldn't have, and the company can't go back and validate all that. Hillary Clinton is going to turn over her server, but the point is, we don't know what was done to the server before they turn it over. So again, it may only be about appearances, but appearances can kill you. If you use your work email for personal stuff, make no mistake, everything you do by email, on your company phone, on any device owned by your company or any account owned by your company, they can read every word of it. So if you take your company laptop and your teenager is writing a report on breast cancer, Could your company interpret that as you, if you're a woman doing research on breast cancer because you have breast cancer? And could that, you can see all kinds of implications from using any hardware or accounts from work for personal, because anything you do belongs to your company. Oh, you're doing a job search on your company computer. That's probably not going to look good.
Not too bright either.
but people do these kinds of things every day. Yeah. Your personal life is your personal life. Your work life is your work life. And your devices and your accounts should be completely separate, or you risk having headlines about you like Hillary and Clinton is dealing with today.
Really? Headlines. I wear pink underpants.
Well, we all know that, Doug.
Oh.
TMI.
Thank you. Greg Stebbin here with us on Good Day. Thanks, Greg.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.